We are at Hayman Base, and we just had a machlokes from Yehuda the Rabbanim by get. How explicit the get has to be, and we. Somebody please mute themselves out there in the phone now. And we compared it to the machlokes of Yedayim Shem Mashichas by Nedarim. How explicit does the expression have to be, even though get is not a matter of expression in words, in speaking? But it is an expression in the get that has to be very clear. The clarity is analogous to the clarity of Nedarim. So we're up to Itmar, which is about halfway down the page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th line from the top.
Please meet yourself.
Itmar. Yadayim Shem Mechichas, Abayam Ahavin Yadayim, V'Ravam Aloy Havin Yadayim. Again, as an aside, this is one of the cases that there's a Gemara elsewhere that has it exactly the opposite. That Abaya said no, and Rava said yes. But this Gemara says this way, and that's the way we're working. It's called Sugyas Hafuchais B'Shas. There's a number of Sugyas that bring Mandi Amrim in one place, and then in another place, quote the same people the exact opposite way. This happens a number of times in Shas. This is one of them. That the Gemara here quotes Abaya as having Yadayim and Rava as by having Yadayim, and elsewhere the Gemara quotes it the opposite way. But it's not Negeyas here. We're learning the way it says here. So Abaya says you don't need that clarity as long as the majority of the way people use the word is this way, that's how you go. You don't need that there is no other possible translation. And Rava claims by having Yadayim, in order to be a Yad, you need it to be something that it's clear with no other possible explanation. Amar Rava, Rabbi Idi Asberli. Rava says, and Rabbi does this many times in Shas, he refers to Rabbi Idi, who explained it to him, meaning who gave him this background, why he holds, and that's why he holds, Lo Yehavin Yadayim. Amar Kra, Nazir Lahazir Lashem. We learned out Yadas from the Nazir Lahazir, right? Or the Lindor Neder. We learned out Lindar Neder Nazir Lahazir. Makish Yadis Naziris from Naziris. We learned out Yadis Naziris from Naziris. Ma Naziris Bahafla, Af Yadis Naziris Bahafla. Just like Naziris is Bahafla, also Yadis Naziris is Bahafla. Meaning when a person says he's a Nazir, that's very clear. I'm learning like the Rush. That is a clear expression. So Yadis has to have clarity, even though it's not the complete sentence, but we're comparing Yad to Naziris. So we don't want to compromise on the clarity. We want to compromise on the expression, but not on the clarity. Just like Naziris, when a person says he's a Nazir, that is as clear as it gets. So also, when a person says words that are not as clear, but the implication has to be clear. So therefore, Rava says, why should I compromise on the clarity and say that as long as it's the way mostly used, that's good enough? Why should I do that? It's not hafla. It's not clear. The Torah just allowed a less of an expression. But the Torah does not allow, a less of a clarity. So therefore, that's the source, according to Rava, that Yad Chein and Mechiyach is not a Yad. Zuck the Rush. Nazir Lahazir, the Rush is almost at the end of the column. Makish Yadis Naziris no Naziris, claimer. Kivin dem Yisura Rabina Yadis, since it's added from an extra word of Nazir Lahazir, Mistama within Naziris is traveled. Makes sense to say that it's not a new halacha, but it's added to the halacha of Naziris. It's comparable to the halacha of Naziris. Ma Naziris ba hafla, claimer. So the Rush explains what hafla means. It's a complete clarity when a guy says he's a Nazir, that he's a Nazir. So what Rabbi is saying, what Rabbi is saying is, the Torah only compromised on the level of expression, not on the level of clarity. Now, that's the Rashi's pshat. The Gemara, other Rishonim learn differently, that's why I stressed that I'm learning the Rashi's pshat. based on what we've said till now, Abaye and Rava are arguing in a machlokes tanoim, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda said, by get, you need yadayim mechichos, right? You need a clear expression in the get to make sure that everybody understands that this is the bill of divorce, nothing else. And Rabbanan said, no, because it's clear that he's not being, that's what he's doing. You don't have to have it spelled out. So we had said earlier that that's the machloikas of Yedayin Shein Masichas. So here comes Abaye and Rava having this machloikas. Usually, in a case like this, Abaye would say a paskin like Rabbanan, and Rava would say a paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, instead of making it sound like this is a newfound machloikas not discussed by Tanoim. Right? If it's discussed by Tanoim, you would expect the Amira to recognize that and say, I am picking that side, and the other Amira saying, I am picking the other side, instead of making it sound like this is a new thing we just came up with. Now, many times you have different sets of Amiroim arguing the same thing, but usually with this Tanoim arguing, the Amiroim just referred to that Tana. So why over here? So let's say that. So why did Abaye not do that? Why did Rava not do that? And the Gemara brings down the Mishnah again. Rabbanan say, all you have to have in the get is our Mataris L'Chavadam. The Yehuda, I remember then you have a L'Chiminoi, Sefer Tevruchim, Beget, Turim, Begerish, Rukim. That's to say, this is the bill of the Sefer, I don't know how we translate, the scroll of separation, the get, which is a contract, a star, of letting you go, Turin, of dismissing you. How does he translate it?
Abandonment.
That's Shvukin, no? What's Turin? Get Turin.
Release.
And he gave Shvukin a letter of abandonment. Abaye Damek Rabbanam, Rabbi Damek Yehuda. Amalach Abaye, and Harvey said this story yesterday.
But in the Rabbi Yehuda, having all these words, that's not considered...
It's the word V'dayn. No, what we're interested in is the word V'dayn.
I understand, but...
Okay, so if you understand, so there's no question.
Having all these words, does it make it straight? It's still called a Yad Mofia?
Yes.
How could it be looked upon any other way?
Again... Yad Mechiach, they can't be looked at any other way.
Okay.
Exactly. So you just said the same thing.
So why is it Yad?
Yeah.
The answer is, it's not really Yad.
Oh.
It's showing that an expression needs clarity. Meaning, let me explain. If you don't write the Dane, still most people would recognize that it's this divorce that's doing it. So why do I have to speak it out? Just give it a get. It says you're released. And most people would understand without the word V'dayn that it's the get that's releasing her.
Where's V'dayn again?
This. This is the thing that does it.
We have to say this.
No. This contract is what's doing the following things. That's what this means. Why do you have to say this contract is doing it? Leave that out. We understand that it's the contract that's doing it.
Which one is it? That's the part that's problematic, or the
minoy? Both are the problems. Our Gemara deals with the Dain. The Rush spoke out, we learned yesterday, that the Gemara elsewhere concentrates on the fact that he says minoy. Here the Gemara is concentrating on the fact that he says bedain. I think that's what the Rush said. No, the Rush says, here the Gemara is concentrating on the minoy. Elsewhere the Gemara is going to concentrate on bedain. The opposite way. Both are clarity. All we're bringing from here is that without this, it's not clear, and not clear is not good enough. Amalach Abaye, another Amri Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning by Nedarim, I agree, you need clarity. Atkan Lekamer Rabbi, I'm sorry, by Gittin, I hold you need clarity. Atkan Lekamer Rabbi Yehuda, B'ini Yizayim Achivet, Agabe Get, the B'in increases Veleka. See, Harvey asked this yesterday as a question. And that is, get might have different rules. Get might need a higher level of clarity because the Torah insists on krisus, a complete severing. No ambiguity at all. that might be halacha in get. Who says Nadarim needs that same level? Maybe Nadarim just needs an expression that is usually translated, overwhelmingly translated one way, not necessarily always translated one way. By get, you might need no ambiguity at all. But that's a special halacha by get, where the Torah said krisus. We need a complete severance with no possible connection. So maybe there you need more of a clarity than Nadarim. So therefore, get does not prove Nadarim. Abaye couldn't say, I hold like Rabban and not like a Yehuda, because by get he might agree to a Yehuda, because there's a special law of Croesus. But elsewhere, Bishamitler, who says a Yehuda would hold that way? Maybe by Nadarim he would agree that a Yachay and a Machiach is good enough. Look, the rush, the last rush of the page. Elagai beget, the boy Croesus Veleka. The kibbutz shahayik klar ishtoi ain krusa mufreshes emenu emloi b'hechacha gemura. Since she was his wife, and we need a complete clarity that there's a total severing of relationship, and therefore it has to be unambiguous. But that might be halacha baget. You don't necessarily have anything to do with the dar. That's what Abaye is saying. Rav Amalach. Another time, I'm a rabbana. I hold like rabbana. I'm telling you, rabbana, the loy beanies, I'm a chicha, so God beget. They know the megarish, you say, she's chaverai. It is unambiguous. Nobody else is divorcing this woman besides her husband. I don't need any clarity of expression. Obviously, he's giving her the get. He's writing the get. He's divorcing his wife. People don't divorce other people's wives. So I don't need that clarity of expression. The actions speak louder than words. Ain't other megarish as eshes chaverai. Avu ba'alma mishamaklu. But who says by nedarim, I can rely on that? There it's unambiguous. There's no other way. What, you're going to say it's not from the husband? It's not minoi? Who divorces a woman? Only her husband.
Yeah,
here, there is a possible other explanation. So each one is saying the get is different. Abaye is saying get is different because you need a greater level of clarity. And Rav is saying you have that greater level of clarity by get that Rabbanan holds. You don't need any higher level because it's as clear as it can get. People don't divorce somebody else's wife.
But that's a good point. But on the other hand, even if a person has divorced someone else's wife, but if the mechanics aren't correct, it's not going to work. Meaning, if you think that words work and the get is just the raya bi'alma.
That's the v'dayin. We're not talking about the v'dayin here. You're asking me now, how about the v'dayin? That's not our sugya here. Our sugya is dealing with the word minoi. That's what the Rosh said yesterday's Gemara. For v'dayin, we would have another answer. We'd have to come up with another answer. The Gemara is not getting into v'dayin here. The Gemara is dealing with the word minoi. Right. So the saying with the word minoi, right? So the Rush does not speak about it. The Ran says that there's a Gemara in Gittin that says that according to the Rabbanan, you might need Vidane. You just don't need minoi. So Rabbah can hold like Zatman the Amar. The Rabbanan agree you need Vidane. We have a question. Hare hu alai? Hare ze alai? Guy is looking at a bread, and he's saying, this bread is upon me, meaning banned from me. And this, either hu and ze, I don't know the exact difference in English translation. I wonder if Arch Cole had a good thesaurus here. How does he translate hare hu, and how does he translate hare ze?
This is hereby to me.
It's the same thing.
It versus this.
It. That is it or this? Which one is which?
That is this.
Okay. This, it is on me or this is on me? Okay, yes.
One is focusing on me.
No. The Quran is going to say not like you. I can't agree. It's the difference is Harihu and Harizah. the lie is not negay here. What is the difference if the guy says Hari Hu or Hari Zeh? I mean, it's the same. It or is this is to me the same, but again, it is the halacha the same, so there is no difference.
We do have proof it's not the same, but.
Anyway, but a lie. The question is, why does he have to say a lie? What else is he saying? He's looking at a piece of bread, and he says, Hari Hu. What do you think the end of the sentence would be? Obviously, he wants to ban it. Because that's how people make karbanos. Hari Hu karban, Hari Zeh karban. So Hari Hu is saying on the bread, this is, we could finish the sentence. Why else is he talking? The overwhelming translation of Hari Hu is this is, I understand we're going to have problems with this. I knew when I prepared I'm going to have problems with this. Because you'll tell me maybe he's saying this is good bread. Or this is, it is, comes from Hungary. It is from Hungary. You can, by the way, they pay for that. But that's not the...
No, they would not pay for it.
New owners. So, and anyway, that's Lashon Hara. Anyway, the, So Hari Hu and Hari Zeh, the Gemara assumes that everybody understands that the end of that sentence is that it's Aser Ami like a carbon. That's the answer. That's what the Gemara assumes. So it's a Yad. It's not Mashiach, but it's a Yad. So why doesn't it work according to Abaya? That's the Gemara's question. Now again, I have problems with this too, because I can think of 50 other things that the guy needs to finish the sentence. In fact, the Gemara is going to answer that there's another thing that he might to finish the sentence. But I don't understand the Havamina. But the Gemara seems to think in the Havamina that this is probably means like a carbon and could also mean other things. And therefore, the Gemara's kash is according to Abaya, in fact, the Gemara, time Amar Alai, who does, he has to say the word Alai. Abaloi Amar Alai, Lai. Why not? Tidai Mshay Mechichas. And for the Gemara, Chufta Abaya. Let me just finish. Amalach Abaya, time Adam Elai Huda Aser. Haru Bavoy Amar Elai, Haru Hefker, Haru Ditzaka Kamar. He might mean something else. There's other things that he could mean, right? So therefore we say that, that it's considered, it's not even a yad. It's not even a yad. Yes?
Before we get to this page, by carbon, you have to say, Harezeh Alai, right?
Harehu carbon, Harezeh carbon.
Or Harehu Alai, right?
We don't know what Alai means. What are you looking at, an animal? Or at a bread? We're talking about looking at a loaf of bread.
Right. But first wants to make something of carbon. Let's say it's an animal. If he says, this is the animal there, it says, Hooray,
Ula, Ula. Ayla, Shlomim, Taita, Asham, Chav. He's got to finish the sentence.
He didn't.
So then we don't know what it is. It's not a carbon. Which carbon is it? Animal can be all kinds of carbonas.
The Lush and Hooray, Ula, is nothing by carbon?
First of all, I don't know. I'm not going to answer because I don't know. But I know that we're not talking about an animal here. So therefore, no, don't bring animal into the picture.
The reason I bring that in is if you say, from Rehu Alai, let's just say, for right now, it means Corbin. So he's not saying anything different. He's not using a different lushin by the bread.
The reason he says Alai by Corbin is because without Alai, it's an adava. And with Alai, it's a nether. By Corbin, there's two ways to bring a Corbin. One is to say this is a carbon, but then you're not responsible if anything happens to it. By adding the word a lie, you say I will replace it if something happens to it. But without a lie, it can be a carbon also. So it's not the lie that makes it a carbon. The lie makes it incumbent for you to replace. That's all. So if you learn Hari Hu a lie automatically means carbon, then Hari Hu means carbon. Fact to Gemara. It's not true. But b'nei shehu, yad b'karban k'tani. The Braita ends and says, because the word hu is a yad to carbon. It means the Braita is telling me that hefker and tzedakah is not a real option of 50-50. It is a smaller option. on a, usually, who means carbon. And if who means carbon, so that's a yad she'ena mechiyach. You answered it's not a yad because it's 50-50. But it's not true. Because the Braisa ended and said that it is a yad. But they said, who yad le carbon? That's what the Braisa said. So don't tell the Braisa that it's not a yad when the Braisa says it is a yad. So we're back to the question. How can Abaye say the yad she'ena mechiyach is good enough when the Braisa says that you need a lie? That means without a lie, it's not good enough. And for the Gemara, you're right. The Duma Harihu Hegdish Kamar. You're right. Alhu is a Yad Lakarban, but it's also a Yad for Hegdish. There's two ways, let me explain. We're talking about a bread. We're not talking about an animal. By an animal, who is a Yad Lakarban? By a bread, it's a Yad to Asr something. We're comparing and we're saying if the Brisa says who is a Yad Lakarban, that means the Brisa is saying who is a way of banning. Now, there are different ways of banning things. A person can ban it only on himself, or a person can ban it on everybody. He could say this bread is hegdish, and then nobody could eat this bread. And that would fit into being like a carbon. It would fit the harihu, yadla carbon. In animals, there's only a carbon. In bread, there's two kinds of carbonas. A personal one, only on himself, and a global one. It doesn't, who is the yad? But the yad has two equal meanings. Because he can make it a carbon for himself personally, and he can make it a carbon for everybody. Because both go into the word carbon, because the Torah allows a person to make an individual carbon to ban a piece of bread on himself only. So therefore, Zaktabai, it's not a yad. Because why would it only be us or him? Maybe it's us or everybody else. Therefore, you need a lie. A lie is to gear us that he's using the who, which is a yadli carbon, but there are two kinds of carbonus available here. One that's personal and one that's global. How do I know which one he finishes? Therefore, he has to say a lie to make it into a yad. Without a lie, it's not anything, because there's two equals. And when there's two equals, everybody agrees it's not a yad. It's only when one is the usual. There's no usual here, because the bread can be ushered to him, and the bread can be ushered to everybody. Yes, Dr. Harris.
How did he have the power to usher to everybody?
Because it's his item. I don't know you, but I know some people write in their sefer, Makpid Gomer. Right? That means you don't want anybody to use it. Because it's yours. You have the right to say, I don't want anybody using my thing. Gomer, Makmer. Makpid Gomer, believe it's yours. That's Yad Mechiach Mechiach.
I saw that.
Right. That's halacha.
Right.
But it's not so simple that it applies today.
No, I agree. No, we're talking about handwriting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it might not apply today. But the reason you couldn't use people's swarm is you might rip them. And it's hard to replace.
Well,
but today, I mean, I don't know how hard it is to replace. But again, I'm not popular. This is not a local issue. Okay. Dr. Rush. Hari hu alai gajai kikr munach lufanov. There was a loaf of bread in front of him. V'yam ebechad ben haloshaynas. Neshehu yad lekarbon. Pirish lematmas bekarbon. Somebody who wants to make something like a carbon says hari hu kekarbon. So hari hu is the beginning of the sentence that usually finishes kekarbon. Domaru hefker kama, bafili yad greater leavi. What it have a mean is that hefker is a 50-50. From a place who yad lekarbon tani. Bakarcha hari hu barizekoi. It's going on who and azeh. So a lie will have a yad. A lie is not the yad. The gairim shiyachol liyas yad. The gairim harihu shiyachol liyas yad. It makes harihu work. But keeping the koi harihu v'arizeh, mashmi the pshita lay the yad l'karpet ava. The lekel l'svukim b'bidi achwini. No, there is no other thing. It is overwhelmingly carbon. It's not a 50-50. Right? A magdish carbon. Oy harizeh carbon harihu ko harihu. because Hamatas Beloshin Zeh Daita Nami HaKarban. The Gemara is telling me that when a guy says Hari Hu on a bread, he means like a carbon. That's a lucky can you lie? All the time it's a Gemara lie, they get a Chacham. A lie makes it clear. Av Beloya Chacham Lehavi Yad. Even though Avagav the Daita HaKarban Velek and the Sukkim and Midi Achrini, and there's no real suffix. Because Harihu means it's Aser, but it doesn't say to whom. See, by an animal, it wouldn't be a question. Obviously, animals are being made into Kavanas. You don't donate an animal to Hegdish, you're not allowed to even. An animal that's fit for a carbon has to be donated for a carbon. But a loaf of bread is just saying it becomes banned like a carbon. But that can be geared personal, or that can be geared global. Therefore, you need a lie to define what is it a yad for. But it is a yad. And it is a mechiyach. It's ain't a mechiyach. And it works just a vaya. But we don't know from whom. Therefore, you need a lie.
But the case of the carbon didn't say what type.
I guess maybe he can explain that later. I had that same problem. But maybe he can explain that later. He can say, I'm not sure. I would assume he can explain it later. That's what I assume. But if you show me somewhere not that way, I can't argue. It's not like I know it clearly.
The answer is
the item,
right? For everybody.
Yes.
So, are we calling that Shnei Anasura? Like, the two ways?
That's Shnei. It's the whole world, Tasser.
Something, is that together?
Shnei Masurim just meant me from you and you from me.
Right.
There's only one person here. He's saying it has nothing to do with anybody else. Let's say Reuven decides to be very nice and he donates his chair to Hegdish. Nobody can use the chair.
Right.
That's the question. When he says Harihu, he's banning the piece of bread. Now he's not donating it to Hegdish. He's using the power of Neder that allows a ban like Hegdish. He could, or he could say, this is bad from everybody. I don't want anybody to eat this piece of bread. Maybe he got upset at the bread. I don't know.
Not
donating it to Texas. The Torah allowed a person to ban something like a Texas. But it's not Texas. Now, we're going to have a Shiloh later on in the Masechta. If a person bans something to the whole world with a neder, does it get properties of Hegdish that there's Me'ila? That if somebody uses it, he would have to pay Hegdish money. That's going to be a sugya later on, but we're not going to get involved in that now. At this point, we'll assume not, which is the halacha.
Well, I mean to say, are we honing in on the fact that he didn't limit it and broaden the hitzer that's like Shnei?
Not Shnei Masurim again. Shnei Masurim is when you're dealing with interaction. There's no interaction here. It's one person who's standing in his dining room and there's a loaf of bread that for some reason he doesn't want anybody to eat. He's angry at the world.
I'm trying to understand the flow of the mace vein what was the mace vein on?
Habaya. Because we want to know why you need the word Alai. Why isn't the Harihu enough to be a Yad Shein HaMachiach? And the Maskana is, you're right, but it doesn't say to whom, so therefore I can't use it without a lie. Because I have two interpretations that are equal. No. We don't know. We don't know if he means himself, or does he mean everybody.
What does he do with that? What happens to him?
Probably nobody can eat it. The suffix isn't the right stuff. Maybe, excuse me, I'll take that back. Maybe the maskana is not a yad because it's not clear. I don't know.
Which one? He says it on an animal.
Then it's a carbon.
And if he is aware that the animal has a mum.
So then it's Hegdish.
It's not a yad. It can go either way.
It's not a yad because it can go either way. Correct. A lie defines. If not, you don't know where it goes. Now, again, I said something, but I'm not sure. Meaning you could say, Harihu is enough to ban the bread by itself. And the reason you need a lie is to define who it's bad to. But if you don't say a lie, maybe it's a suffix. We don't know. It is a yad, meaning you have clarity that he wants to ban. I don't know if that's considered not a yad, or a yad that doesn't tell us who can eat it and who cannot. I don't know at the end of the day. Meaning, I just answered you that it's not a yad, because there's two ways. But in truth, there's only two ways and who is usher. But everybody agrees that he means to ban. So maybe it is banned, except we don't know from whom, and it's a suffix derisa. He for sure can't eat it, because for sure he meant himself. The question is, did he also mean everybody else? We don't know. Could be that's the maskana of the Gemara. I don't know. That's what I assume, but I'm not sure.
So I was asking about the animal that has a mum. He's the only one that knows
it has a mum. And there's no such thing, meaning a mum has to be recognizable.
There's no internal mum?
Not that how he would be aware what he did, x-ray, MRI. I mean, there's no...
Nobody knows?
Pashtus mum is recognizable. Pashtus. There can be internal mum, but you wouldn't know about it. I mean, again, today we have MRIs. Maybe they did an MRI on the animal. I don't think they do that yet. You have to go down the block over there. They have a big hospital for animals. You have to find out if they do MRIs on animals.
They open that place. But I think they would push it that if without the lie, I really who heck this come are. So we have to go with Cobra. I'm sorry.
Maybe I said it. I don't know. I hear it. I'm not going to argue about it because I'm not sure.
They didn't say it's not a yad.
I agree with you. Maybe. That's what I said. The other side is to say that since it's not clear to whom, it's not even a yad. But I don't, as I said, you're saying for sure it's us, sir. We just remain in a suffix. Again, I hear.
Something.
Right. I agree. I happen to agree with you this time. But Dr. Harris did, so therefore. Can't you wait till that turns into a show that golden color and they go for the animals? Should have been a show. Right. Dr. Gemara writes to Meisre. Harezu chatas, harezu asham, ava bishvuchayim chatas v'asham, le'yamer klum. The Brisa says, if a guy says this is a chatas, this is an asham, it's meaningless. You can't donate a chatas and an asham. The guy says, Hari hu shlomim, it's a shlomim. Hari hu ayla, it's an ayla. He's donating it. One cannot donate a chatas and an asham. Right? Now the question is he donating a chatas for himself? Or is he donating a chatas? Or he's giving a chatas to be used maybe by somebody else? I don't know. Which is meaningless. You know? So he should say, Harizu Khatasi, this is my carbon chatas.
He's saying it, obviously.
So that's a Yachay Namachiach. Because he could say that he didn't mean it for himself. You might, there isn't other translation here.
What?
You
can't bring a
Because the way the Rishayim seem to learn it, Chatas can't be donated. And if he says Harizu Chatas, there is a thing to say that maybe he means he can donate a chatas. And that can't be done. So it's not one translation only. There's two possible translations. His own, which is probably makes more sense, or I'm donating a chatas, which doesn't work, but it's a possible translation. Therefore, the Braita says it doesn't work. Now, according to Abaya, this should work. Because overwhelmingly, or majority, the guy means his own chatas, he's chayav chatas. Yes, there is another possible translation, but it's only a possible one, not really an overwhelming, an equal one. So that's the Gemara's kasha and abaya. There is another way to say the guy meant to donate a chatas, which he can't do.
So it seems inclusive that it should work if you hold it.
perfect.
Right, exactly. Right, that's the kasha rabbi.
To make a declaration that I have, I'm bringing this chatas for my own sin.
Well, that's what it's saying, because if not, you might be donating a chatas as a present.
I just take an animal from my pen and go to the...
No. Every animal that's a carbon has to be spoken out that this is a carbon.
You need a declaration.
You need a hegdish, yeah, a kedushas path, correct.
And this price is telling us how to do that.
Correct. And for the Gemara, Amalek Abaya, Amani Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds you need to die in Mechichas. I don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Correct the Gemara, Abaya, Dama, Nodama, Filu Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't Abaya say he goes like Rabbi Yehuda? Didn't he say get was different? And now he seems to be saying, I don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Suck the Gemara, Hadjapay. Changed his mind. He thought he could go like Rabbi Yehuda, but when he was pushed against the wall with his brisa, he said, you know what? I don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And this bride says, like Rabbi Yehuda, I only hold like Rabbanah. Dr. Rush. Harizu Asham Le'amer Klum. She'ein Adam Misnadev Asham. Now the Rush gets involved in here in a sugi in Krisus. The Gemara says in Krisus that one man the Amar holds, you can donate an Asham Tali. Let me explain. Let me give a background. There are many kinds of ashams. Anybody that says, Ezel Mekaimam, says, Zivchei Shal Metzibur V'ashamas, Eilu Hein Ashamas. Sham Zelus, Sham Eilois, Sham Shifra Charufa, Sham Nazir, Sham Tzaira, Asham Tali. Now, the Rabbanan holds that none of these ashams are donatable. A person who didn't swear falsely can't bring an Asham Zelus. A person who didn't use Hagdish can't bring an Asham Eilus. A person who didn't live with a Shifcha Harufa can't bring an Asham Shifcha Harufa. If he's not a Nazir, he can't bring an Asham Nazir. And if he's not a Metzaira, he can't bring an Asham Metzaira. And he can't bring an Asham Tali. What is an Asham Tali? Asham Tali is a person did something that might be Karas, might not be Karas. B'shaygik. I'm not going to get involved in the details. This is a big machlokes. I'm picking one side. There's a piece of fat here. Some fat is kosher, and some fat is an Isser Karas. One is chaylev and one is called shuman, but they look the same. And this guy ate it, and now he found out that he ate something that we don't know whether chaylev or shuman. We don't know. See, if he ate chaylev, he's mechuyev chatas. He did it b'shagig. If he ate shuman, he doesn't have to bring anything. So he can't bring a chatas because he might not be chayev chatas. So the Torah prescribed something called asham tali. There's two women in a bed. He lived with one of them. This is the Gemara's case. One of them happened to be an Erva. One of them happened to, let's say, a Nida. And one of them was not a Nida. So he doesn't know which one he lived with. Doesn't know what's a Nida, not a Nida. So we say he brings an Asham Tali. Had he known, he'd be a B'shagig. But had he known he lived with a Nida, he would bring a Chatas. But he doesn't know, so he brings an Asham Tali. That is the accepted way of learning. Comes along Rebbe Eliezer, who's a Tana. And he says, that anybody can bring an Asham Tali whenever. Because an Asham Tali is not coming for an Avera that you did. It's coming for a possible Avera. So anybody can say, listen, I don't know what my record is. I have no idea what Averas I did. Here's an Asham Tali. Clean my slate. The Gemara said there were people that were misnad of Asham Tali b'chol yayim, according to this Mandiyama, except the day after Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is Mechaper and Avera and Asham Tali. So therefore, there was no need to bring an Asham Tali the day after Yom Kippur. But aside for that, every day they brought an Asham Tali. So the Rush is bothered. So it is donatable. So why does the Gemara here say the Harizu Asham doesn't work? One can donate an Asham. Now, it's only one Mandiyama that says it, but the Rush gets involved in it. Zok the Rush. Umairi, B'Shapirish Asham Vadai. He didn't say this is an Asham plain, because then you could say it means an Asham Tali, which he can bring. He said an Asham Vadai, which means Asham Zelus, Asham Ilus, Asham Shifcha Harufa, Asham Nazra, Asham Betzera. The Ilu Asham Stam, Benidiv and Idivu. A regular Asham can be donated. It's not Bashili Krisis Vaperika, maybe. The Blazer Ibram is not about Asham Tali B'chol Yoim. Vunikra Asham Chsidim. It's called the Asham of the pious ones who want to clear their slate. Not Beperik Beis Dechulun. Hashreichet l'shem vaday, Asham vaday, shkutasim ksheira, zolav nidav nidavu. L'shem Asham talui, shkutasim psula. Meaning, let me explain. The halacha is, if a person shechts an animal, and he has in mind something that it can't be, so then it's kosher. If he has in mind something that it can be, but it's not, then it's pasul. So if a person shechts a carbon shlomim, and he has in mind an asham vadai, now this can't be an asham vadai, he's not chayav at asham. Therefore, it doesn't count, and the animal is kosher. If he shechts it l'shem asham stam, then it could be an asham tali, and therefore, it's something that it might have been, and therefore the animal is pasul. That's what the Gemara says. So Dr. Rush, the lav need the vidita food, but you can't donate an asham vada. Shem asham tali shchitas psula upiruchay l'shem asham stam the hainu asham tali. When you say asham plain, it could mean asham tali. The reisha the asham davka, the same for lav davka. Vadai has to be spoken out. The asham tali does not have to speak up. The lav hoki kasha you can reisha the sefer. So if not, you'd ask a question. The reisha says v'shechtes vadai, it's kasha. Mashma, if he doesn't have anything in mind, it's puzzle. Then it's the same for Hashem Tali is puzzle. Mashma, nothing in mind, is kosher. Therefore, Dr. Rush, the answer is, the Reish is dafka. If you send it well to Vade, it's kosher. If you shecht it stam, that's like Hashem Tali. So therefore, the Rush says over here, the reason it's not donatable is because the guy said Vade. This was a side issue that the Rush brought in. The other Rush item don't mention this. The Rush brought in that man the Amar that says Hashem Tali is donatable. Therefore, he says, you have to say, and there's Gemara, that the guy didn't send Beferish Hashem Vadai. Yes?
I just, maybe, off my side, no short answer. But, how does he, doesn't he have to make the legal carbon? And if he's simply saying, this is for what I don't know what it is, wouldn't it be for what?
Why? If you hold Misnadim Adam Balash Azatali, that means you're saying the Torah allows a person to donate a carbon without knowing anything. That's what that Mandi Amr is saying. That Mandi Amr is saying that Reuven can go to the Beis HaMikdash 2 days after Yom Kippur, say, Kahanim, I have no idea what I did yesterday. Here's an Hashem Tali. And the next day he can come back and say, I don't know what I did yesterday. Here's another Hashem Tali. Misnadim Adam Hashem Tali b'chol yoyim. The Gemara says one day he can't, the day of Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Means the Gemara is assuming he didn't do an Avera that night.
We have proof that
busy building a sukkah. What?
We have proof that
Okay. Zogt the Gemara right. Zogt, and the Gemara answered, the Abaye does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. He agrees that Rabbi Yehuda needs to die Mashiachas. Correct the Gemara. Once you say Abaye back down, Lema Rabba Damak Rabbi Yehuda, are you saying Rabba also back down? Meaning, once you say that the answers we gave, that Abaye can hold, I just knocked down the clock. Abaye can hold, I'm mistaken, anybody pick it up, I don't know where. I thought I knocked it down. That Abaye can hold like only older can be Huda, and Rava can hold like, the Gemara said Abaye can hold like a Huda, and Rava can hold like Rabbanan. Now we back down. Right? Once we back down, started working. Once we back down, it's not going to have the right time. It's going to have to reset. Okay, anyway. So once we back down, maybe we're backing down from Rava as well. And for the Gemara, Amalach Rava, Anad, Amifel, Rabbanon. Atkan, Lekami, Rabbanon, Labini, Yedai, Mechichais. When did Rabbanon say, you don't need Yedai, Mechichais? Agave get. Yedai, the Megayash, Av, Eshes, Chavere. Abba, Yedai, Mechichais. Rava did not back down. Abaye backed down. Rava did not back down. So, the rush. First, we said Abaye does not depend on the Machlekes Tanoim. The Chazer by and he changed his mind. Just like Abaye said Rabbi Yehuda meant it everywhere, maybe Rabbi agrees that Rabbanan meant it everywhere. No, Rabbi did not change his mind. He said Rabbanan can hold like me. Only by get do they say you don't need minoi, because everybody understands Eina the Megarish is Eishes Chaveray. So at the end of the day, we have a machloikas. Does the Yad Shein and Mechiyach work, or does the Yad Shein and Mechiyach not work? That's what happens at the end of the day. Look to Gemara Vayit. By your papa. Yes, Yad L'Kedushin, I like. Is there a Yad for Kedushin or not? Now, This is a very, very difficult Gemara. By the Rishayim, have big problems with this. And on the Pshat, on the Rishayim, there's more Torah written on this because it's a major sukkah. People that learn the Torah in Yeshiva, there's multiple shiurim on Yesh Yad L'Kiddushin. I'll explain the Gemara, and the problem is going to be apparent. The Gemara wants to know if a person is Mekadesh, a woman, how clear does the language have to be? Is there a halacha of Yad? Forget Mashiach, ain't a Mashiach. Can he use something that implies Kiddushin, or does he have to say the words Kiddushin? That's the Gemara Shaila. Is the halacha of Yad apply to not vowels? And does it apply to Kiddushin? The question here is, Yad is written by Neder, by Nazir. Kiddushin has nothing to do. It's not a vow. It's a contract. It's a marital contract. Well, it can be verbal. It can be written. But it's a, I don't know what word to use, a business deal. Same question as my get. The answer is, we said by get. I tried to answer that question when we learned it. Because there is a special halakha called krisus. And that the get has to achieve that krisus. And it has to be clear that the divorce is taking place. That's a special halakha by get. That does not necessarily apply anywhere else. Why in the world should I get involved whether a yad works for kedushin or not? Kedushin is not a matter of speech. Kedushin is a matter of kedushin. Let me explain. If they're talking, not yichud is in suah.
What is it?
Kicha is not speech. Let me explain. A person is talking to his wife, to his future wife, and they're talking about, this is Gemara and Kiddushin, and they're talking about where they're going to live, and they're talking about who's going to pay the bills. Who's going to pay the bills, and they're talking about who's going to cater the chasana, who's going to buy for the flowers, where is the fork going to be, all kind of these things. And then he hands her a ring. She's Mukadeshus, even though he doesn't say Mukadeshusly. Because we see an act of Kedushin. They were talking about marriage. All we have to know is that an act of Kedushin took place. The Adam have to know that an act of Kedushin took place. There's no verbiage. There's no words that have to be used.
Well,
not a yad. Not a yad. It's an action. So the answer is, we're going to learn the Rush's answer. Kedushin, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, is Hari Adalai Kehegdish. I am making you like Hegdish to everybody else. You're going to become banned to everybody except to me. It's not Hari Adalai. Hari Ad Kehegdish. Kedushin works. The word Kedushin comes from the word Hegdish. That's what the Gemara says. And the Sechta's Kedushin base of his base. So the Gemara speaks out that the reason the word Kedushin is the way we say Mekudeshes comes from Hegdish. But you're making your like Hegdish to everybody else, which means nobody else can live with her. So it has the properties of Hegdish. Therefore, we want to know how clear does that expression have to be, because you're using words that are used by Hegdish. And by Hegdish, that's like a neder that has yad. Therefore, we have a question, is there a room for a yad by Kedushin which works like Hegdish?
Is he giving yourself a question?
He has to.
So he's giving us something and he's saying it.
Right, but without saying, how would Adam know what he's doing? Maybe he's giving us lachmanis. Early. Under a chuppah. Those days, Kedushin did not happen under a chuppah.
I don't know how often we have a chas anymore, but let's just say there was a chas in Cleveland. It's under a chuppah.
Again, I just answered your question. In those days, Kedushin was not done with chuppah. So today, ain't a chinami. If he didn't say that mukadeshously, he stood under the chuppah, he handed her a ring, probably mukadesh.
I would say probably.
100%. I don't know. I'm not possible. Please don't try it. But that's what I would say. We wouldn't go for it, by the way. We'd make him say it. Today we're so machmer and everything. We don't play around because it's not worth it.
Was the guy's nervous? He didn't say it correctly.
The Rav listens to him very carefully. Many times the chazan has to repeat it. He's a big bag, asshole. Well, if he didn't say it right, he has to repeat it. You know, the poor chazan standing there nervous, and the Rav tells them, they hand him the card. You know, it's everybody's having.